Okay. So, let me give you a little background of Ramayana. So, this hunter, he used to kill animals. But one sage was there called Narada. You know Narada?
Yes.
Narada Muni. He was a very great sage. And sages don't like killing animals. So, he came to this hunter and he told him that you should stop killing animals. That is not good. So, the sage said, how it is possible? This is my business. I kill animals. Then I get some money. I sell all this thing. Then that is how I eat. This is my business. How can I stop that? So, Narada said, don't worry about that. You just chant the names of the Lord and the Lord will take care. So, then that Narada, he taught him to say Rama. But this hunter, he could not chant Rama. He couldn't chant Rama. Just imagine. You people are so blessed. You are chanting the names of the Lord. But this hunter couldn't chant the names of Rama. So, Narada taught him the name called Mara. That is death. Mara. You say na? Mara. So, said, you continuously say Mara. Now, all of you tell continuously.
Mara, Mara, Mara.
What does it happen into? Ram, 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 right? So, like this, this sage, I'm sorry, this hunter, he started, he was such a bad hunter, no, killing all animals. But now, by chanting the names of Lord Rama, what happened? He became a very great sage. Such a great sage that he got all blessings. And then Narada, after a few days, he came to see how is this person doing. He is seeing his devotion, Narada and hunter, he asks to Narada, is there any human being in this world who has never spoken a lie, who is very kind to even his enemy? Understood? Just watch these words. Who has never spoken a lie, who is kind even to his enemies, who is kind to everyone and his enemies also, and who is very perfect, who is very beautiful. And so many list of things he asks, is there anyone like that? So Narada said yes. And he started telling him the stories and the pastimes of Lord Rama. Lord Rama is a human being. And he is having all these qualities. So this he heard those pastimes and he felt so happy. He felt very happy. And after some time, one day, he saw another hunter who came and he saw two birds were enjoying on a tree. Two birds were doing, they were enjoying. So, one another hunter came and he killed one bird. So, now this hunter who was so bad, who was a killer of animals, now he got angry on that hunter and he cursed him. See, the effect of chanting the names of the Lord, you become a very good person. You are no more bad. You are no more jealous. You never get angry. This is the effect of taking the names of the Lord. So, he cursed him. And then after this, after some time, Brahmaji. You know who is Brahmaji? How many heads he has?
Three.
Four.
Okay. So, Brahmaji came and he ordered this sage. Which sage? The sage who was instructed by Narada to write Ramayana. And because this sage, see, first he couldn't chant the names of Rama. He was saying Mara, 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 Mara. But he was saying with so much devotion, the full Ramayana that consists of 24,000 shlokas. This fully he started writing. This was the blessing he got. Because he chanted with so much devotion. With so much love. Oh Rama, you are standing with so much love. The full pastimes of Lord Rama, it appeared in his heart, in his mind. Narada Muni had also told him. So that fully remembered and on the order of Brahmaji, he started writing Ramayana. So who, and this sage's name is Valmiki. Understood? A hunter turned into a sage. Just because he chanted the names of the Lord. So this is how Valmiki wrote Ramayana. Understood? Then one day Valmiki thought, Someone only very intelligent person. He wanted to see, when you hear about the Lord, you want to go and share it with someone. Isn't it? When you hear a story of Krishna or when you hear a story of the Lord, you want to go and catch someone. Hey, listen, I want to tell you a story. Isn't it? So the same way, Valmiki knew 24,000 shlokas of Ramayana. He wanted to tell to someone who is really very intelligent. Otherwise, someone will say, "Are kya to abhi ye kya buddhon ke liye ye sab." That is what they say. They don't know the value of the Lord. So he was thinking, to whom should I give this treasure? This jewel of Ramayana. So, that time, he saw two very beautiful boys. And they were Lav and Kush. They were the sons of Lord Rama. They were growing in his ashram. So, he told the entire Ramayana of 24,000 verses to Lav and Kush. And they immediately by-hearted everything. Yes, they were the sons of the Lord. They were sons of Rama and Sita. So they by-hearted everything. This is the background of Ramayana. They by-hearted everything. And then on the Valmiki said, "Okay, go and sing this everywhere, wherever you go." So they took the Avina. They were looking so beautiful. Very beautiful boys. You know what? When you chant the names of Krishna, you will become very beautiful. You don't have to apply these creams. You don't have to apply perfumes. You will become very beautiful. So, this Lava and Kusha, they were so beautiful. They went in the city and not only that, they had a very beautiful voice. They started singing Ramayana. Everyone started coming to hear about that. Not only that, to such an extent, they went to Ayodhya, where Lord Rama is staying. Lord Rama heard this. Actually, even Lord Rama did not know that they are his sons. This we will see in the end when Ramayana comes, when we will end. Even Rama did not know that. So he just called those two boys and he heard this and he said, "Why don't you come and sing in my kingdom?" So they went to the palace of Lord Rama and they started narrating the whole Ramayana. So now we will go to the starting. Okay. So yesterday we saw Dasharatha did not have children. That is why Vasishtha told him to do a Ashwamedha Yajna. Yesterday I described to you what is Ashwamedha Yajna, isn't it? But now, what happened? That Sumantra, the minister of Dasharatha, came and told that you should do Putra Kameshri Yajna and not Ashwamedha Yajna. Understood? Which Yajna?
Putra Kameshri.
And who can do that Yajna? Forget about marriage. Never seen a woman in his life. Now, how to find out a person who has never seen a woman in his life? Is it possible? Then how will the Lord be born? Now see. So he goes to Vasishtha. Oh, what should I do? He goes to his guru. What should I do? So Vasishtha says, in the meantime, there is one more thing I wanted to share. This daughter of Dasharatha. Dasharatha had a friend called Romapada. What?
Romapada.
Yes. He was the king of Angadesha. Yes, Angadesha. This Romapada Maharaj, he used to give in, these kings, you know, they always give in charity to everyone. They give gold coins, they give jewels, everything they give in charity. So once, he was giving a bag of jewels to one Brahmana. But in that bag, he saw one jewel. It was very, very valuable. Worth $1 million, you can say. It was very valuable. So he thought, what this Brahmana will do with this very valuable jewel, because Brahmanas are very simple living. What is going? So he removed that jewel and in that place he put another jewel. Understood? But this Brahmana, through his mystic powers, he knew that the king has done this. He has exchanged the invaluable one with just a simple jewel. So he said, "I am not going to stay anymore in this kingdom." Not only that, he told all the Brahmanas and Rishis that you all vacate from here. See, only because all these sages, they constantly chant the names of the Lord, they do yajnas, all these things, that is why it is good for everyone. It's good for everyone. If they stop doing those yajnas, then gone. Famine will come, floods will come, drought will come. All these things will come in line. So what happened? This because this Brahmana was insulted, he told all the rishis to vacate Angadesha. Now what happened? Angadesha was empty. No Brahmanas, no priests, no sages. So what happened? Famine came there. There was no water. There was no No rains. No rains, no water means what? No vegetation, no vegetables, nothing. That is why Romapada was feeling bad. Now what should I do? And in, also I wanted to tell you that since Romapada was the friend of Dasharatha, Romapada did not have children. So Dasharatha, because he was his friend, he gave his daughter Shanti to Romapada. So Romapada had an adopted daughter. You know what is the meaning of adopted daughter?
Yes.
So he adopted Shanti. Now Romapada, his ministers and all, they suggested, all the sages in Romapada, some of them suggested Romapada that the best thing you should do is you should call Rishyashringa. Now let me tell you who is Rishyashringa. There was a great sage called Kashyapa. Should I continue?
Yes, yes.
There was a great sage called Kashyapa. And this Kashyapa Muni, he had so much powers because of chanting the names of the Lord. Through his power, he can create a child anywhere, anytime. Just through his powers, he can just create. He'll just think of a child will come there. That was his powers. This was in those days. So Kashyapa Muni, he just meditated on the sunlight and one son was born. And that son was very powerful. His name was Vibhandaka. What?
Vibhandaka.
He was extremely powerful and a very great devotee. So this Vibhandaka, he was sitting in a forest and he was meditating on the Lord. He was just meditating on the Lord. At that time, Indra, you know Indra?
Yes.
Indra from the heavens, he thought, oh, this power, if he becomes very powerful, Vibhandaka, if he becomes powerful, then my power will go. And you know what, always Indra thinks that people are meditating only to get his throne. Because Indra is king of all the demigods, of all the devatas. That is why his position is very according to him. For devotees, it is not precious. For only people who are selfish, for them only that position, they want the throne of Indra. So Indra thought, oh, Vibhandaka is meditating for that, so let me disturb his meditation. See, this is how the world is. If you tell, oh, I am going for Bhagavad Gita class, they will say, aray, day, don't go, come to see picture. They will not allow you to become good. Because they know by hearing Bhagavad Gita or by chanting the names of the Lord, you will become a very good child, better than them. But they don't want you to become. That is why they tell you, aray, why are you going for these things? Are you a Buddha? Now let me ask you one question. When you become Buddha, what will happen? You won't be able to bend your back also. You won't be able to offer obeisances to the Lord. You can't hear properly. You can't speak properly. Is that the time when you chant the names of the Lord? That time, oh, I can't see, let me see Krishna. How can you see Krishna? Now you are young, you can see Krishna, the beauty of the Lord. So, Vibhandaka was meditating. At that time, Indra to disturb his meditation. Like how your friends disturb you from not coming to the Lord, to the temple. They say, are you this thing to go to the temple? So, like that he wanted to disturb Vibhandaka. So, what did he do? He sent one beautiful apsara called Harsha. Apsara means they are very beautiful ladies from heaven. Very beautiful. When people look at them, they keep looking like this. So she came to disturb Vibhandaka. But Vibhandaka was constantly meditating on the Lord. At that time, this lady, she came and told Vibhandaka, I don't want anything, I just want a child from you. That's all. So Vibhandaka said, no, I don't want to fall into all these things. So he said, okay, what he did, he removed some energy from his body and he gave it to her. You take this, you will get a child. So what she did is, even she was an apsara, no? She took that energy and she put that energy into a body of a deer. And she went to the heavenly planets. Main thing was, she wanted to disturb Vibhandaka, that's all. She disturbed and she went to the... But now what happened? That energy that came from Vibhandaka's body, it was so powerful that the deer, it gave birth to a child. a child with deer horns. But the child was very beautiful. And that child's name was Rishyashringa. A boy with deer horns. Understood? So this was Rishyashringa. And this Rishyashringa, he, Vibhandaka came and he saw this child. Such a beautiful child. And he saw, oh, she has left this and gone to the, this thing. So then he took the child to one of his brother's place. But his brother's wife was not such a good person. So then Vibhandaka decided that I will keep this child aloof from all women. So Vibhandaka stayed with Rishyashringa in a forest which was many, many yojanas. One yojana is 8 miles. These are calculations in Sanskrit. So many yojanas away from the city, Vibhandaka was staying with his child in a ashram in the forest. So for so many miles there were no women. Understood? No women were there. And then what did Vibhandaka teach him? How to do yajnas, how to chant the Vedic mantras, how to read the scriptures. All these things he taught to Rishyashringa. Rishyashringa was, he knew everything. He knew how to do yajnas, he knew all the mantras, everything. Now, this Romapada, what was the problem with Romapada? Who remembers now? Yes.
He didn't have
a child. No, that, he got a child, no. What was his child's name now? Yes, famine. Romapada's country was with famine. That was his problem, no? No water in the country, no. Yeah, because of that mistake he made. When you donate for a Brahmana, you should not think, oh, I'll give him 5 rupees, I'll give 100 rupees. Then Krishna sees that. We go to the donation box in the temple, we have 1000 rupees in our pocket, we put 10 rupees in the donation box. This is how stingy we are when we see the Lord. And the Lord is giving you everything. But we are so stingy, we see the Lord, we put, okay, 10 rupees. Sometimes you should see the donation boxes, you know. So dirty notes they put in the, it is not used by, this rickshaw wala is also not accepting, let me put it in the donation box. That should not be your mentality. When you go to the Lord, you should give maximum whatever you can. Do in every way, serve in every way. Okay, anyway. So now this Romapada's problem was, he had famine in his country, no? So somebody suggested to him, only if Rishyashringa, he is such a pure sage, if he comes here, then all your problems will be solved. But now, who will bring Rishyashringa from his father? His father, he was very powerful. And he would not let his son to just go anywhere. Now, who will bring Rishyashringa from Vibhandaka? So, there was some ladies. Some ladies came and one leader of that lady, she said, I will go and try this mission to bring Rishyashringa, because she wanted to protect her state, her country, that Angadesha. So all these ladies, they went into a beautiful boat. The boat was decorated with flowers and it's a very beautiful boat. So she went in that boat to bring Rishyashringa. And what happened? They went in the boat to bring Rishyashringa. And then this Rishyashringa, he has never seen a woman in his life. So when he saw all these ladies, but they were dressed as sages. They had put a dress like sages. So then this Rishyashringa thought, oh, I have never seen sages like these. They look so beautiful. And something different. So then he was doing his yajna, but at the same time he saw this boat, beautiful boat coming, which was decorated with flowers. Then he saw this ladies, that the rishis. According to him, they were rishis. So then that head lady, she came and she said, you also come with us in a boat. So he said, no, I have to finish my yajnas. And at that time, Vibhandaka, he had gone to protect one of his friends. One of his friends, his hand had got stuck into an elephant's mouth. So he wanted to protect that person. So he had gone to help that friend of him. At that time, Rishyashringa was alone. So these ladies took that opportunity. And they told Rishyashringa, why don't you come with us in our boat? So immediately, Rishyashringa, he said, wow, what to do about my yajnas? So those ladies said, don't worry, we will continue the yajnas. So he thought, oh, those rishis also know the mantras, but actually they didn't know even ABCD of mantras. They just sat and they just did like this, they just pretended. At that time, Vaishishringa went to that boat, he went to the Angadesha. Angadesha belonged to Romapada. Yes, I was just seeing how attentive you are. So they went to, and the moment Rishishringa, he kept his feet in Angadesha, immediately it started raining. That is the power of a pure devotee, of the sage. Even if it is a drought, even if it is this thing, when the sages come, everything becomes peaceful. It started raining very heavily. So all the problems solved. And when Rishishringa came there, all the sages from all the provinces also came there. So this way Romapada's problem was solved. But now Dashratha is having another problem. What is that problem? You need a person who has never seen a woman to come and do this yajna. So now who is that person? Very good. So now Rishishringa has to come. He has to complete that yajna. Then only Dashratha will get a son. So Rishishringa came there and he performed the yajna. It was for some around 30 days. So when they performed for many days they performed the yajna, and when the yajna was completed with Purnahuti. Purnahuti is a process, in the end it is done. By doing that, the yajna is complete. So when that yajna got complete, a beautiful yajna purusha came over there. He was very beautiful, a black figure. But he was very beautiful. He was wearing dhoti and he was wearing jewels. And what was there in his hand? He had a beautiful vessel with nectar, with kheer actually. And kheer is, that is sweet rice. Okay. He had that kheer and he gave that to Dashratha, to Rishishringa. And Rishishringa gave it to Dashratha. And Dashratha took that kheer and he shared it. He gave one pot to Kaushalya. Who are the other wives?
Sumitra.
Yeah. He gave the other cup to Kaikeyi and one this thing. Kaushalya, it is said that Kaushalya and Kaikeyi, they drank the kheer, and half of that kheer, what was remaining in the glass, both of them gave half of to Sumitra. So after they drank the kheer, they felt very happy because it was divine. It was a special kheer. So they drank the kheer, and after that what happened? After a few days, Kaushalya gave birth to Lord Rama. On a very auspicious day, Kaushalya gave birth to Lord Rama. And Kaikeyi, the next queen, she gave birth to Bharata. And Sumitra, she drank two times, no? So she gave birth to two sons. That, yeah, Lakshmana and Shatrughna. So there were four brothers. Who were they?
Ram.
You say after me, some of you have not got it. Ram. Bharat. Lakshmana. Shatrughan. So these four. Actually it is said, the Lord himself, Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki. So the Lord, he came as Rama, and Sankarsana. That is, yesterday I told you something of Ananta Sesha. Do you remember?
Yes.
He came as Lakshmana, and Panchajanya came as Bharata, and Sudarshana came as Shatrughna. So this is how these four brothers were born. Okay, this is how Lord Rama was born. Now then Rama, he started growing into a very beautiful boy, and Dashratha taught him everything. He taught him how to become, how to use weapons. He taught him all the Shastras, all the Vedic scripture. Whatever he knew, everything he taught to Lord Rama. And Lord Rama went to a school. Even the Lord went to the school. We feel, oh, why should we go to school? We know everything. Even Lord Rama went to the school to show you that whatever you know, but still you need a guru. You need to go to school. And Lord Rama went to the school of Vasishtha. Krishna went to the school of, who remembers? Krishna went to the school of Sandipani Muni. Krishna also went to school. Krishna knows everything, no? The Lord, is it necessary for him to go to the school? He only gives the knowledge for his guru also. But still he goes to the school. Why? To show you that you should go to school. Understood? So then Rama, he learnt everything in Vashishta's school. And then now, they became 16 years old, all of them. At that time, a great sage called Vishwamitra Muni, he came to the kingdom of Dasharatha. Now what Vishwamitra Muni does with Lord Rama and all, we will see tomorrow. Shri Ramachandra Bhagavan ki.
Jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.